Cole Manbeck is going to be on the show at 5:10. And next segment, Dante Barnett. He is getting ready for the NFL draft. We covered a lot of topics. He was also on the committee that just hired Gene Taylor here at K-State, or made the recommendation to President Myers before he made the final decision out of the final list of candidates. But it was interesting to get some insight into that process. So stay tuned for that at 4:40. Before I get into here the in-depth track record of Gene Taylor and hiring coaches and why I loved his answer so much when I asked him at the press conference and in our interview about hiring coaches, my friend just texted me this. This is literally, I thought I'd throw this out on the air, see if Grant or anybody has some ideas here. But I thought it was pretty funny. I have a buddy who is an Oklahoma student. Now, he was K-State undergrad. He's going to grad school. He's been living in Norman. He happened to text me as I was in the middle of that first segment and say, tonight he is playing softball. He's a good athlete, good baseball player anyway. And so he's playing softball tonight. He's in the playoffs. His team squeaked in, and they're playing the one seed. And who would you happen to guess is on his softball team? The team that they're playing anyway. Baker Mayfield. He's playing Baker Mayfield's softball team tonight. So I told him I was trying to find some ways for him to try and get in Baker Mayfield's head to therefore be able to advance in the playoffs and knock off the one seed. So if anybody has any ideas on what he should do to try and rattle Baker Mayfield in the softball game tonight, you can shoot him to me at JL Kurtz or the Game KMAN on Twitter. We were just brainstorming there during the break via text, and the first thing that he came up with, which I thought was pretty funny, unfortunately I can't lay claim to this. He said he was thinking about asking the umpire when Baker Mayfield gets up to bat if the ump has a breathalyzer, which I thought was pretty funny, in reference to the Baker Mayfield public intoxication arrest that happened in Arkansas this offseason. So, if anybody has any other ideas, I'm big on trying to get into people's heads in scenarios like this. So, I figured that'd be a funny topic to try and cover, plus help him win. I'm just trying to help my guy out in advance of the playoffs. So, if you got any ideas, Grant, just let me know.
Okay, yeah, I'll think of some, and I'll be back, all right?
Okay, we'll revisit it. We'll revisit that throughout the show, but again, tweet me, J.L. Kurtz, the Game KMAN, if you have some ideas there. All right, so Gene Taylor, one of the things I really wanted to know from him is he had such an impressive track record of hiring coaches at North Dakota State. He's hired a couple of football coaches that have been very successful. They've combined to win 5 national championships, and he hired 2 men's basketball coaches that each went on to bigger Division I jobs in Colorado State at the time for Tim Miles, who's now at Nebraska, and Ohio for Saul Phillips. So I just simply asked him what has led to you being able to be successful in this way. Now, this is kind of long, but I loved what he had to say.
Every situation is different. Sometimes it is an opportunity to bring an internal candidate in. Sometimes you need to bring an external candidate in. Sometimes, an assistant might be the right opportunity where you might need a sitting head coach. And I was just able to kind of evaluate with our athletes, kind of what they were looking for, what I felt we needed as that particular program. And I gave you the example when I hired Craig Bull, I had Gus Bradley as our defensive coordinator, and my final decision was between Craig and Gus. And I chose Craig because he had some Division I experience, he'd been a part of some programs. And I tell Gus today the reason you're in the NFL is I wasn't smart enough to hire you. But those were that particular situation. And then, Chris Kleiman was there, and he'd been a coordinator. He understood. He understood what our culture was. Easy to say, okay, Chris, you're the guy. But I wanted him to convince me. Same thing. Tim Miles leaves. Saul Phillips is internal. So it's just really every situation is different, but you just need to understand what's the program need, what is it looking for, where do we need to take that program.
Now, I would see how you could hear the end part of that and just dismiss it as what we would really call coach speak. In this case, I guess it'd be AD speak. But really, being flexible and saying every hire is different and I'm willing to go different routes with it, I love that answer. Because, people have asked me forever what I think K-State should do for the next head coach after Bill Snyder is no longer the coach. And, ultimately, the biggest answer I give everybody is just I would just want to be very open-minded with what to do. I don't think this is a scenario where you can be very close-minded and say, we have to go get this guy. I understand that everybody right now is pretty hot for Jim Leavitt. I'm not saying I'd be against Jim Leavitt. That would be fine. But I don't think pigeonholing yourself into it's Jim Leavitt or bust is the right way to go here. I don't think I need to tell everybody that Bill Snyder was not necessarily the most conventional hire at the time. He was certainly not choice number one when he was hired here at K-State as a, I guess, fairly well-known offensive coordinator at Iowa. I'm not sure nationally how well-known he was. He was well-known in the Big Ten Conference to give him credit there, but that was somewhat outside the box, I'm sure, compared to what they were thinking when they first started that search. And not only does Gene Taylor make this statement that he's willing to explore different routes, but he has the resume to back it up. Because if you go look at every single one of these hires, when he hired Craig Bull, which is what really got football rolling at North Dakota State into what it is now, not that they had been a bad program before, but he had just been fired as the defensive coordinator at Nebraska. So you talk about going off the radar, he had just lost his job and had been a Division I assistant. And it was him or an internal candidate in Gus Bradley, who probably would have been good as well. He's now made his way to the NFL, obviously. But some pretty good candidates there. He chooses Craig Bull. Somewhat out of left field, Craig Bull goes on to win three national titles. Then Craig Bull leaves for Wyoming, and he has the choice of going outside or hiring from within. He hires Chris Kleiman, who was promoted from within, and now he wins two more national titles. They did not win this year, but snapped a stretch of five national championships in a row. That's pretty good. Tim Miles was a Division II coach before he was hired at North Dakota State. He has success and moves on. And then at that point, Gene Taylor decides to hire from within. And he gets Saul Phillips, who did well enough to get the Ohio job after a couple NCAA tournament appearances with the Bison. So he has gone both ways. He has taken an assistant. He has hired from within. He has hired from different levels, not necessarily the same level of competition that North Dakota State was at. It's fair to say, how well will that translate to now being at a Power 5 level here in Manhattan, Kansas at K-State? But that's not something we can really answer right now. We may look back on it and say, hey, it didn't translate. But on paper, you have to say, it looks pretty good. And I just like the fact that he is willing to be flexible here. And again, another part of it draws back to what I talked about in the open of the show. I think he'll be willing to accept input from people, and I think he will have, based on what we know about him, good enough relationships with Bill Snyder, with all the important people in the athletic department, with people across the country, who everybody speaks very highly of him. I think he'll have good enough relationships to take in a bunch of different opinions and weigh all of those and be able to make the right choice. He told, I took it out of the answer there. There's a little longer answer to my question about that during the actual press conference. But he went on to tell just an anecdote about when he hired Chris Kleiman to replace Craig Bull as the football coach when he was an in-house candidate, that he took him to his house, met with him for 3 hours, and made him convince him that he was the right guy. I'm sure he was getting feedback from all sorts of places. But he went and did it his way and got convinced enough that Kleiman was the right guy, and it turns out it looks like he sure was the right guy. So there's a lot of evidence here that he is going to be willing to do things like that. And there's evidence that he will be willing to stick with his gut and do what he thinks is right, even when people disagree, because another story that he told was moving North Dakota State into Division I athletics. They had been a power at the lower level, and he said 80% of the feedback he got at the time was against moving because they just wanted to be the top dog. You know, the fear is you go to D1 and all of a sudden you're going to get buried and you're not going to be as dominant as you were, and it's going to change everything. And he wasn't afraid to go ahead and make that move against what a lot of people thought. So I like these traits when you're talking about trying to hire the next head coach. Obviously, this will translate to if you're going to hire a basketball coach, if you're going to hire a coach in whatever sport on down the line. But we all know, front and center, it's going to be who is the next football coach. And I am very encouraged by what it appears that K-State has here.
Yeah, you bring up him. Was this when they were in the D2 trying to move to the FBS?
Right, so they
or FCS, I should say.
Well, they go, they move. All their sports are Division I. Football is not. At least men's basketball, women's basketball, okay. I know is Division I. They are FCS still for football, but yeah, it was moving up from D2.
Okay. And that obviously was a good choice because they dominate the FCS. And so, yeah, I think K-Staters should be excited about a guy that can go out there and make these connections, like you said, go to people's houses, sit down with their families, and get a good understanding of what's going on, and convincing guys to come to Kansas State, because you got to imagine it's hard bid to get people to want to coach at North Dakota State just because of the location. Kansas State, that's even a little easier of a location to attract a head coach, along with being a Power 5 conference and Division 1. Yeah, it's all, I think K-Staters should be excited about this Gene Taylor.
Well, there's something to be said for going against the public opinion, or what people feel like the public opinion should be, going against the status quo, so to speak, and making that decision. And I think that will be a valuable piece of trying to decide who you're going to hire as the next coach. Some people will disagree with me here, but I actually would prefer taking a ton of input from Bill Snyder. I am not saying completely ignore what Bill Snyder has to say about the next coach. I think his input should be very, very important, perhaps more important than anybody else's opinion that he is going to take in. But I don't think what you would want is Bill Snyder simply being the only person to be involved in that decision and basically make the decision for him. And I think what that tells you is he would be able to have a respectful conversation about it, plenty of conversations, take the input, and then still make whatever decision he thinks is best, whether it is Bill Snyder's decision or not. And to me, I like that aspect of it. But anyway, there is plenty more on Gene Taylor and some of my thoughts there. I'll discuss it with Cole Manbeck as well at 5:10. I know he was not quite as on board right away as I was, but he was pretty impressed with what he heard from the press conference earlier this week when he was introduced. We'll get into some K-State football coming up next. Dante Barnett, I was able to have a chance to talk with him earlier today, so we'll play back that interview. Who does Dante Barnett say you should watch out for on the K-State defense in 2017? You'll find out next here on The Game.